Hey guys, it's Big L, and before we start the show, I just wanted to let you know where you can find us on social media. On Instagram and Twitter, it's at Pudding D's, and on Facebook, it's the Pudding D's Podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, and most podcast apps. And our website is puddingd's.com. All right, guys, so let's get the show started. Sit back and enjoy what's coming up next. Peace. Welcome to a new episode of Pulling These Podcasts.
Ooh.
Trip to Smack City and talk about some pop culture. I'm your host, Big L. With me, as always,
it is I, Fred Diablo, with a M. Bison t-shirt. That sounds clear.
It's very clear this time.
In the complete edit.
Cutting out. No editing this time.
Yeah. We like it all natural.
All natural.
Like Eva Brown.
Raw and uncut. Like an uncircumcised man having sex.
Run cut like the best Japanese porn. Uncensored.
No blurry genitalia here, guys.
No grainy genitalia.
None of that here.
Nah. We see everything.
Full penetration.
See that tiny Asian dude dick. Yeah. Sorry, Asian people. But let's face it.
You guys do it to yourselves.
You're only talking about the ones. Only those. Yeah, only those small penis ones.
Yeah, we're just not small penises. Their stuff was medium-sized penises.
Yeah.
There's some major dudes out there with the schlongs up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
At best, they're medium.
But check out this segue. We're talking about Japanese schlong. we're gonna have fucking the Splinter Cell anime coming on Netflix.
A Splinter Cell anime.
Yeah, they made it official a couple days ago. It's going to come out on Netflix, I think. Sam Fisher comes to anime, so it should be some sick shit.
That sounds so dope.
Mad headshot coming at you.
I would imagine anime more for Metal Gear than Splinter Cell.
Yeah, it's mad random. Yeah. That
it's random, but I love it.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's a U.S. Secret Service or whatever, covert operative.
Give me straight up Sam Fisher.
Yeah.
We need to Sam Fisher.
Mad headshots. Mad blood flowing out like a river.
Oh, yeah. Head. Like spray on their foreheads.
Slow motion headshots.
Sam Fisher, he's here, but we can't see him.
Out in the corner in the shadows with his x-ray.
Three green lights. I'm such a fool. Oh, holy man.
Most people were complaining that they rather had a new game coming out for Splinter Cell, which I kind of agree, but...
I would like a new Splinter Cell game. Like a reboot. Like, make it something crazy, not like it originally was.
Like, what would be crazy about the reboot?
Make it a first-person tactical espionage action game.
Now, would you like it if it was in VR?
That'll be crazy. In VR, where like you're playing first person, you gotta hide and shit, and that'd be dope.
Sneaking up and just sneaking behind somebody, just fucking break their necks. Because the VR, you have the gloves and everything, right? So you probably feel the vibration.
Yeah, you have like the. It's not really gloves. It's just like motions. It's like two Wiimotes on your hands or something with like triggers and all the buttons. But still, it works. Like, you have a button for each finger.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a game like that yet that you just, like, on some Metal Gear Solid, Splinter Cell shit. Like, you just...
In VR?
Yeah. Just,
that'd
you know.
Be cool. Oh, my God. I wish.
A trait somewhere.
Just make Metal Gear Solid VR. I'll be fine with that.
Just slice somebody's throat open from behind. Like,
the sniper wolf battle is sick in VR.
just training people to know how to kill and like sneak up and just snap like someone's neck.
2025, everybody will be a assassin.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how they recruit you to the army. Mm-hmm. Put out games like that.
Yeah. Everybody goes to work, like nobody can see each other, like the trains will be empty. They would look empty.
Yeah. They're not fooling me with the camouflage. Start hitting everything.
I have a headband, so I'm invisible.
Once I put on the night vision, you can't see me. I can see you, though.
Three green dots.
So you think they're going to take the story? Probably from the first game?
The most likely the first game. It's like the Splinter Cell story that everybody knows.
I think he was going against the Russians in the first game, so that should be interesting.
Yeah. They might do like a mixture of all the games.
That too.
Yeah. Because I'm sure a lot of the later games were pretty popular too. I really only played the most the first game. I never even beat the first game.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, no. The first game. Didn't you have the first game?
I had it for Xbox.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot you had an Xbox for a while.
Yeah. The first Xbox.
I used to play that shit like a motherfucker on there.
Yeah, man. Knights of the Republic.
I mean, the first two, like, yeah, I think the first two games that Splinter Cell was the only ones I really were into like that. Then after a while, I just fell off.
The third one, I was only into the multiplayer because you could do it like two people are like Splinter Cell guys and the other two people are like guards or whatever.
That sounds like fun. Some cat and mouse shit.
It was fun for like a month. And then some other game came out.
Yeah. Try this now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like a whole animated series for Splinter Cell.
That'd be cool. I would like that. Like an anime series, something like you wouldn't really expect for Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool. That'll take you out of your comfort zone, which I love.
But you know what's going to happen, though, when it comes out, right?
Oh, what?
Everybody's going to be bitching about how they want a Metal Gear Solid anime afterwards.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People have been wanting a Metal Gear anime before the Splinter Cell anime was announced.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're screaming right now, it makes more sense to have a Metal Gear Solid anime instead of a fucking Splinter Cell.
It does.
Having a Metal Gear anime would make more sense, but the Metal Gear anime wouldn't make any sense at all.
No, it'll get pretty weird.
No, yeah, they'll be talking about Lali Lule Lo and all that shit. Everybody go crazy.
Hell yeah, it would be great.
Oh, yeah, no, like, it won't make any sense, but I would fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could imagine like the first scene is like this dude Snake just biting the head off Snake and eating it. And it's
yes.
Ooh.
Actually, thinking about that, it's fucking awesome.
So anime. So anime.
Heavy Snake just eat a snake and fucking Zero call him Snake-u.
Yeah. Now, would you watch the dub or the subtitles?
Oh my god. If there's a dub available for a Metal Gear anime, I have to watch the subs.
Because if they were smart, they should get the original voice actor for Snake for the anime, right?
Oh yeah, the Japanese Snake.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
If they were smart, just to get people to be into it. Actually, and for the American dub, they have like this dude, David Hayter.
David Hayter.
If they get David Hayter for the American dub, I'm gonna watch the American dub.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. David Hayter is motherfucking Solid Snake.
Mm-hmm.
Not this guy from 24. What's his name?
Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer. Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. He's not the real Snake.
He's Snake in one of the games, right?
In Part 5.
Oh man.
He has like 3 lines in that game because they couldn't afford him.
So Snake was really quiet throughout the whole game.
He was really quiet.
Like a Nintendo game. We had no actors.
To save the game, you smoke a cigar and like he doesn't say anything, but just like this random dramatic music plays as you smoke the cigar. It's like some lady goes, And he's just there smoking a cigar.
He's like, yeah.
He goes, her. That's definitely not Kiefer Sutherland.
And you see snakes just random shit like, damn it, Chloe. And you're like, what are you talking to?
Chloe's in the background going,
that is not 24, sir.
Can't mind you, he's smoking a vape cigar in 1981.
Man. They probably had some advanced technology, you know, whatever organization. Yeah. Then.
All I gotta say, in that game, one of the bosses is basically a Gundam Metal Gear. A bipedal Metal Gear who chases you throughout a desert.
Yeah, of course.
Sweet game.
That really?
Yeah, in the 80s.
In the 80s.
It's that same thing that happens. Like they make these video games where, like, I mentioned this before, where they make these video games where they make a prequel, but like the stuff that you have in the prequel is more advanced than the shit that you had in the, like,
the normal, you know, timeline.
Yeah, normal timeline, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Why wouldn't the viewer use this weapon on this in this timeline? In this game?
Like Star Wars prequels. Like, mm-hmm. They had all this shit that you're like, why the fuck they didn't have another shit like in the original stuff?
Yeah, why wasn't Jar Jar in A New Hope?
Because it was just, would have been some dude in a random rubber suit.
Oh, look! I knew Abby!
And it would have been really racist. Because it was like, yo, what's up with this rubber suit? Talking like that.
I mean, when it came out in the 70s,
oh, it would have
definitely overlooked that.
He's all going to die.
Wow, that black alien is fun.
He's one of the good ones. That Jar Jar. It's like in real life.
I remember after we watched Phantom Menace, nobody talked about Jar Jar afterwards.
Just wanted to stay quiet about it.
Yeah.
Want to ignore it?
The Jamaican guy.
I think it was like, you realized it was like one of those things for kids. So you're like, eh. Just for like the little kid, yes. But he still sucked.
When you were younger, you weren't that mad, but as you grow older, you get, like, angrier and angrier about that.
But why do you give this motherfucker so much screen time?
Now I'm at the breaking point.
Eddie!
We had Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn in that movie.
Jar Jar. Crazy stuff.
Maybe Jar Jar Binks was only part of that, you know what I mean, like, that race was only in that, you know, during that time. That was the prequel.
Didn't they get, like, annihilated or some shit like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Gungans?
I think they were still around. I mean, maybe one of the animated series, they let you know what happened to them, but...
Oh, my God. If it was the 80s, they would have definitely made a Jar Jar animated series.
Oh, yeah. They made a fucking droids. Anime series,
yeah.
So they would have definitely made a Jar Jar.
That was way ahead of the times, though. Like an animated series about two gay robots.
Star Wars mouth aggressive, yo.
Yo, Star Wars is woke.
Then they gave the fucking Ewoks their own couple movies and shit.
That was not woke.
The battle for Endor.
Oh my God, those Ewok movies. I remember liking those movies when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember watching them, and I was like, I think it was like part two. They had like a space witch or some shit.
Yeah.
That was just mad dark. I think that she killed off all the family that was from part one, except for the little girl. And I was like, damn, this shit got dark real quick.
When you're a kid, most of that movie is just like, all right. Luke should show up at some point.
Yeah. You're just waiting for like somebody from Star Wars to show up in the cameo.
Anybody, even Han Solo.
But I think those movies are prequels also.
Oh, they were before
Return of the Jedi.
Oh, shit. That took place during Phantom Menace?
Yeah. Probably.
You hear two Ewoks in the background talking. Yo, you can't believe those Jar Jar race is still alive, huh? Oh, you're talking about the Gungans, huh?
Gungans. Yeah. I haven't heard that word in years.
I don't even want to say Gungans. I want to say stupid Jar Jar race.
Misa's so angry, Jar Jar.
Misa's so angry about Jango Fett. Stupid shiny armor.
You can have armor that well and shined in underwater.
And then you immediately get your head cut off by Samuel Jackson.
Oh, man. I don't know what's going on with Star Wars. They just like set up this cool character and just get his head chopped off.
It was the same thing as Boba Fett. Like, they set up somebody mm-hmm. super cool, and then he dies in a super whack way.
Mm-hmm. Now you think Boba Fett used the same helmet that his dad got fucking beheaded in?
I hope not.
Yeah.
He picked it up.
I mean, yeah, it was his dad's armor. It's canon, so why wouldn't he use the same helmet? Just shake the head out of it. Just
if
like,
he did it. Keep shaking it until the head comes off. Fuck, it's not coming out. Oh, shit.
It's pretty well done in it.
I gotta get a twig to, like, put it inside and just, like, wedge it out.
Because you gotta think about it, because the lightsaber, it burns off, it coralizes that fucking wound, so it's like...
Yeah.
Probably the skin fused into the fucking helmet.
Oh, and imagine, God. Like, how the head inside just gets, like, bloated from dying.
Yeah, how messed up is that? He just shakes his head out, and you just know that's your face. That's how you yeah. look in a few years because you're a clone.
Imagine taking your own dad's head out of his own helmet and just watching his like dead head come out of it.
That's horrible.
Oh man.
You gotta think about these things because I'm like, how you get out of the helmet? Because
he had to get it out somehow. Did he freak out afterwards?
There's no opening or anything like that?
That would be kind of worse. Like, he opens it and just, like, falls on the floor.
You know what's crazy? Because in The Mandalorian, he takes off his helmet. And I forgot how he took his helmet off. But I think it was mostly just, like, faceplate.
I thought he just, like, lifted it off his head.
Did he? He probably did. I can't remember right now.
It was super easy.
It's kind of hard when your head's decapitated from the body. You pull a lightsaber.
Mandalorian was laying there injured. Yes, I was in Game of Thrones.
I was the Viper. I got a little too cocky.
I died early. Too early, you might say.
Another Boba. You might say. Yeah. A Boba Fett death.
I keep on dying in embarrassing ways. He turned my head into slime.
Speaking of the Mandalorian, I heard season 2, they're going to explore more about the Darksaber.
Oh, I hope so.
You know, like, include it. Like,
I want to know more about that. After, like, I pulled out the Darksaber at the end, I was like...
Man. Yeah.
That's the guy.
Yep. Hey, you don't watch Clone Wars or anything like that, right?
I haven't. I saw like the first few episodes of the first season ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a few seasons you probably could skip.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in Star Wars Rebel, they talk more about the Darksaber, like the origins and shit like that. I know it had something to do with like the guy was a Mandalorian, but he was a Jedi also, and he was like, I'm gonna do my own shit.
Oh, have was a cool it Darth Revan?
I have a lightsaber. Black.
You know that helmet Darth Revan from the Knights of the Republic? The helmet he had was a Mandalorian helmet.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because he's like part Mandalorian.
Oh. Yeah.
That's stupid.
I think like their armor stuff is like sacred. I see you, Megan.
I see Megan right there.
I want to hear about what Star Wars we're talking about.
We're talking about Mandalorians.
The Mandalorians.
The Mandalores.
Sorry.
I guess Ernie would be a Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian was good as fuck.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that?
My friend worked on my friend Darren.
Oh,
he worked
on
cool.
He worked on
Oh.
He's fucking awesome.
He's probably in that
ILM, super... yo. Industrial Light and Magic, the VFX maniac.
He probably had to sign mad waivers and shit. Talking about if you spill anything, it'll kill you.
Yeah. The best special effects I could do is like grabbing dirt on my hand and just going.
You have George Lucas with a sniper rifle. Like, just like aimed at his head. Like, if he talks, like he's about to talk.
He's too fucking good.
Let him go.
Wouldn't be the first director who tried to kill me.
Now they want to have like Luke show up, Mandalorian, or some like characters from like the main Star Wars universe, which makes sense.
Be cool.
It takes place like what, 5 years after Jedi, so
yeah, before the other trilogy.
See, Disney was smart because supposedly all Star Wars shit is going to be mostly all the shows till 2023 because COVID.
Yeah.
So they focus on the shows. If Disney was smart, they will recast younger actors for these roles. Like get Sebastian Stan.
I was just about to say that.
Bucky, because everybody's been saying he looks like Mark Hamill.
Just like him.
Yeah.
He does.
He could be Luke. Get somebody to play Leia. The guy who played Han in the Han Solo movie could be Han.
Yep.
Give the fans what they want. See, like, what they did after the Jedi. Instead of, you know, 30 years afterwards when they're all old, they can't do shit.
It's not just about the world. It's about those characters.
I think that's what people don't understand. It's like, they want...
Wait, you guys all watch The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
We watched it.
Translated for us, Ernie.
That Baby Yoda was leading... them, or do you think that? So, do you think that he was like really like helping Baby Yoda like take him, or do you think that Baby Yoda was the one leading him?
Do you guys hear what you're saying?
If Baby Yoda's the one leading the Mandalorian,
yeah, or Mandalorian was like, were they helping Yoda, or was Yoda like
using the force to help?
Yeah,
that's a possibility. That'd be a dope. Like, answer to that question in season 2.
He said that would be a dope answer to that question.
See, I personally think that, like, I always looked that Baby Yoda was, like, the smartest when he was old. So, he must have been leading the Mandalorian.
Maybe.
The Mandalorian was just some, like, troll fighter. He was just, like, a fucking, like, a starship trooper. He was just, like, did his job. You know what I mean? Like, not, but, like, yes.
No.
It was just like that guy that did his thing. Like, the Baby Yoda was like.
Yeah, I know.
He knew.
Baby Yoda
fucking killed somebody, right? Or did he kill the robot? There was like a robot he killed, right?
Yoda? Baby Yoda killed.
Yeah, with a Bill Burr episode.
He killed the robot? I don't remember that.
I think it was like a robot that was trying to kill Baby Yoda. And like, he did something. Like, Baby Yoda was eating gangster shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, he almost choked that lady to death.
Yeah.
He was drinking tequila. You know,
might be a little evil side to Baby Yoda we might see in the second season.
I only eat muscle. I don't have too much
pizza. What was that lady's name? Kara? Which is what they call every space girl.
Kara.
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 The interesting thing about her, she was from Alderaan, like Leia.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
She's probably pissed about that planet blown up.
Yeah, I guess that's why she hates the Empire. That's why she fought for the rebellion.
Fucking Empire.
The actress was an MMA fighter, right? Gina.
MMA fan. Yeah, the girl from Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, I don't know her name.
Ronda Rousey before Ronda Rousey.
Mm.
I remember like that. She was like, the big thing because she had like that spy movie she did too. When she played, that was like her first major film. I forgot the name of that shit, but that's like when all these female spy movies is going on.
2016.
Yeah, that's another. Like, it was before Deadpool. She had like a little buzz. She was like the Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
No, UFC.
Mm-hmm. And then Ronda Rousey got like, I think she got popular because she was breaking up people's arms and shit.
She broke somebody's
arm. Yeah, she would do that like on purpose.
Fuck.
Like if they wouldn't give up or something like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Some shit like that. It's like, I think that's what got her popular. Like, she broke someone's arm or they were fighting.
Oh, yeah.
So she became like, that's like how she became like the baddest woman on the planet, blah, blah, blah. And stuff like that.
Yeah, she's hardcore. She just broke
that. Yeah, exactly. Arm. Mm-hmm.
I respect it. Makes it real, right?
I guess so, yeah.
It makes the MMA real.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually people tap out, so I don't know why these ladies want to tap out before they get their fucking arm broken.
I think it's pride. You know what I mean? Some people just don't want it. You know what I mean? Like, remember Bloodsport when they're like, oh, you know, they made him say Mate. Like, they made him give up. Like, that's worse than getting knocked out.
That's worse than
like,
death.
What? Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Just break my arm because I'm not a pussy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm just breaking.
Or like in Talladega Nights when the French guy like breaks his arm. Oh. He's like, just break it. Like, all you gotta say is I love crepes. like really thin pancakes.
Talladega Nights. Nice cut.
First you last.
Yeah.
That's true.
Shake and bake.
And everything.
Where will we rank that in the Will Ferrell movies? Top five?
My favorite Will Ferrell movie is Kicking and Screaming.
Oh, what?
Kicking and Screaming. That movie is hilarious. Yep. That movie's hilarious.
Oh,
I think, man. I've seen that before.
It's so funny.
I think that's like one of the only Will Ferrell movies I haven't seen.
Wow. He's like trying to win his like dad's love and shit, because dad is like a hard ass and like so what was it? So his dad ends up remarrying like this hot ass like younger lady.
Yeah.
But like who's like his age, you know, Will Ferrell's age or whatever. But like they had a kid, so like, but Will Ferrell also had a kid, so his son and his like little brother basically grew up like brothers, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're cousins, whatever. Oh no, uncle and nephew. But and then they play the soccer, and the thing is the coach the dad didn't want the son, Will Ferrell's son, his grandson, to be in the team because he sucked. So he was like, oh, I'm gonna bench him. So like then it's changing to this other team, and the other team is like all these like, you know, these kids or whatever, these misfit kids or whatever.
It's like little giants.
Yeah, exactly. So like when So Will Ferrell, like he's like, oh, I'll coach him or whatever. So he's like learning as he goes, and he gets addicted to coffee because he never had it before. So he starts like being like. He starts being like all crazy and like getting them to run, you know, like to go like a military type shit. But then, and then like he finds these two Italian boys, like little young boys that like that are really good in soccer. So they become like their, their saving grace that gets them to the top or whatever.
Are they racist?
No. It's like, it's just the movie's hilarious. Like, if I say any of the jokes, like, you won't get it because you didn't see the movie.
They're not real.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah, but it's just like watching the movie, it's just so fun.
I gotta say, I don't know about Will Ferrell movies.
No, you don't have a favorite?
His SNL skits are the killers.
What about,
I guess for
Will Not at the Rock movies?
I was gonna say, maybe Not at the Roxbury's or. I don't know.
Old school, man.
Old school! Holy shit, that's right, old school.
Boy Blue!
Frank the Tank!
Frank the Tank!
Let's go streaking.
You coming?
Yeah. Oh man, that was such a fucking great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was his funniest movie, I think.
Yeah.
His latest movie I love. Eurovision. The Story of Fire Saga.
I heard it's good though.
I love it. It's fucking great. It's hilarious, and like the music is fucking like to die for. like you hear it in your heart, man. That's great.
Better music than Hamilton, huh?
The Weird Al Hamilton, Weird Al Polka, the Hamilton Polka is this shit.
Nice.
I was like,
you know what I'm saying is the Eurovision has better music than Hamilton.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, definitely.
So Weird Al came up with Hamilton Polka.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I gotta get on that.
Yeah, post it on Facebook.
Fuck, I'm like late on the game.
I gotta find a day where I have 3 hours to kill to watch a fucking musical.
Yeah, maybe you'll like it. I don't know. I just thought it was too much.
I think I'm gonna throw away my shot to watch that movie. I don't know. I don't know. Like the whole thing when it gets hyped up that much is just like, eh. I don't really
want to
see it.
You want to hate it,
sure.
Yeah. It's not even wanting to hate it. It's just like people just have this like, oh my god, it's so mind blowing and it's so great. They rap, and it's just like, all right, I already know the people that are hyping it up. Like, it's like, middle aged suburbans from fucking Long Island or some shit. Like, oh.
But imagine this. Rap and rock together in one genre.
When you rap could be so catchy. Mm-hmm. And teach us history.
Yeah, that's
who knew,
like,
rap could be educational.
Yeah.
That's why I compared it to that, to the what is it? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Saved by the Bell.
Oh yeah.
That's what it was. That was like, hey guys, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do this like thing, this, you know, history class bullshit, and we're gonna rap about it for the kids. Because all that came, like, I feel like when it came out and it was all popular, it was like kids that loved it, and I was like, why the fuck do you care about Hamilton? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
It's like catchy tunes.
Snow White. That's what Seven Dwarfs put me onto Snow White.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know about Snow White until the Seven Dorks.
Open up the whole world to you.
Yeah.
The
Seven Dorks. Until that nerd Froggy was the name? He talked like this. Remember that character? His name was Froggy.
He's a nerdy black guy.
I'm actually so white. Did they have, like, they had dwarves, right?
Did they?
Where? In Snow White? Yeah.
Saved by the Bell?
No, the one with Christian Stewart and Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it did. That movie, we fell asleep too.
Oh, my God.
That movie was, like, way too long for no reason.
We're here to help, now, right?
The dwarves came out when I was like, wait, what? This movie hasn't ended? I thought it was the end. What's
going on? So you woke up like midway through the movie, you're like, the fuck, dwarves?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, them off. I'm like, I wasn't expecting this because it's like been fucking 2 hours already, no dwarves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You just wake up and you see a whole bunch of midgets killing an old witch. What? What's
going on here?
You had 8 white claws.
You're like, it's just hitting me right hard, right now, so hard.
I'm not ready for this.
It's funny because it was like two Snow White movies that came out at the same time. It was that one, and it was like another one that was more faithful to like the fairy tale one. It was like, oh, it wasn't that Snow White fucking warrior type person. It was just like it's a Snow White movie.
Didn't that one have like Snow White hike or something like that?
I don't know. That shit, they both sucked, I think. Yeah, nobody wants to see them. But the fucking... Kristen Helms.
It's like these...
Fucking sequel for that.
Yeah.
The Huntsman. The Huntsman. Fuck that shit was called.
It's like basically like... I think it's... Because it's done this before. Like two movie studios or whatever will like compete about an idea or some shit. And then, like, they'll take the idea to the other, you know, like, somebody will get fired or some shit, and they take the idea, but then they still make it, like, Ants and Bug's Life.
Yeah, Bug's Life.
Fucking, you know, shit like that, like.
Quicksilver.
Tombstone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though Tombstone is a way superior movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
I'll be your homie. You never seen
Tombstone?
Nah, I stopped Val Kilmer after Batman Forever.
Nah, he was really that was a really good movie. Kurt Russell was Wild Earp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
But then the Wyatt Earp movie was Kevin Costner who played Wyatt Earp.
Yeah,
that was like the more boring one because it was like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Kevin Costner.
Yeah, man, it's a wooden board.
You know, I went to the theaters to watch Waterworld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't go people, see that with y'all.
Yeah.
There's people that love that movie, though.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I remember you coming afterwards, like, yo, he drank his own pee in the movie.
That was the only part that stood out to me. I was like, yo, he drank his own pee. I didn't know you could do that.
That's crazy, son. Drink his own piss.
That's just gross, but I get it.
No, I don't get it. Wouldn't like drinking seawater would be the same thing? Cause
you're just recycling everything until it just becomes straight up like syrup.
Now what was it with Waterworld? It was like the whole world was like seawater.
The whole world is covered in water, except for like one bit of land somewhere that nobody knew about, and they found it at the end.
Because the little girl got a tattoo on her back. That was a map.
She has a map on her back. Nobody followed them to that world, and we were like, oh, shit. Nobody was like, oh, let's stop attacking them and just follow them to wherever they're going.
Hey, man, you can't wait Dennis Hopper and his bald head.
Yeah. creepy eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's get him.
He smells Kill like him. Shit. That's one of his favorite lines. One of his, like, famous lines in that movie. Smells like shit.
This guy, this guy's so raw. Cursing up a storm like that. Oh, that movie, they really thought it was going to be like a franchise.
They really did. Kevin Costner had flippers.
Oh, yeah, he was like or some shit, right?
Yeah, he was like half fish or some shit like that.
How?
And he was like the only person who was half fish, like, in the movie.
Be like, he got gills.
He could breathe underwater.
Be like, your daddy fucked a fish.
That's what happened.
Yeah. There was no explanation, right? It was just like he'd just have gills.
He saw his dad saw a pufferfish and was like, ooh.
Yeah. See, the cool thing was would have made his mom a mermaid or some shit like that and show that.
Yeah.
Having pop up gills for no reason.
Nah.
I think it was that like he just mutated to have gills or some bullshit like that.
They should show like the whole like raw straight up shit of like some dude just like catching a fish in the water and like fucking it. Like having like kind of slip out of his hands and like catch it again and like continue fucking it.
I like the struggle. I like the
struggle. This is fucking hot.
Fight.
I'm gonna name my son Kevin.
Yo, because then like don't fish just like lay eggs and the guy has to fertilize it.
Yeah, the guy has to like cum on the eggs that they lay. Yeah. They don't really fuck.
So how? God damn it. How do they work?
Yo, there's no pressure in being a fish.
This is why Waddle didn't make the money, because they never... If it's like, fucking Kevin Costner's dad just jizzing on eggs in the beginning of the movie.
That's why fish porn is not popular.
Hey, maybe in Japan, you never know.
In Japan, it definitely is popular. That's like the top porn category in Japan.
Like Aquaman was the number one movie over there for a while.
They were expecting him to come on a bunch of eggs.
There's a bunch of Troy. Was it Troy McClair out there in Japan? Simpsons character.
Troy McClure.
McClure, yeah. McClure.
I wish I banged the fish. I would be so famous.
He should have been the lead for Waterworld. It would have made sense.
Oh my god, that would have been so good. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such films as Jurassic Park.
Waterworld 2.
Waterworld.
Waterworld 2, Revenge of the Water. Waterworld 2, more water.
More water. More water, little land.
Waterworld 2, exploding water heater. Oh, so much water.
You know what sequel I'm looking forward to, though? The Willow TV series that's coming to Disney.
Oh, shit.
Is it a TV series or is it like a sequel movie?
Apparently it's a TV series.
Oh.
Directed by Ron Howard.
Nice.
On Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Will most of the original cast show up? Or
absolutely know? Probably not.
Nothing.
The person who played Willow is probably not alive now.
No, he still is.
He is?
He was in Solo.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
He played Solo?
No, he was like a cat. I think he popped up in Rise of Skywalker, too.
Whenever you need a little person, whenever you see a little person in a movie, that's him.
You saw a little person that was an alien. That was probably him. And
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's me, R2-D2.
Have you seen Val Kilmer lately, man? He's too washed up.
No!
Come back, girl. Oh, my God. This dude gained, like, 50 pounds. He's mad. Like, his face is mad swollen like he did mad plastic surgery and shit.
Yo, his only line right now is, remember me when I was in Batman?
The last movie I saw him and I was like, yo, he's really good in it was that Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I heard about that.
Nah, it was really good. He was both of them really great in that movie.
Oh, and Heat.
Huh?
Heat.
He was good in Heat.
Yeah, he was good in Heat.
But before was Heat. Before. Was that old, I think, 80s movie where like he fights some guy underwater and they're escaping from like some Nazi camp or some shit like that?
Oh, that was a comedy.
It was a comedy. I used to love that movie. I forgot the name of that shit.
Damn, was this like some shit? Something spy. I can't remember.
It wasn't
Ice
Spy. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Spies Like Us. Fuck, nah, I forgot the name of that movie. It was so good. I used to love that movie.
It was that one and the one with Michael Keaton. That he was a gangster. That was another comedy. Oh, the two Batman. Great comedy.
Why'd they remake these weird ass movies, man?
Damn, what was that fucking movie with Val Kilmer?
Fuck. I gotta get my phone in to look that shit up because it's gonna kill me.
I'll watch that. Then, like, the Michael Keaton one when he was, like, the gangster in the 1930s and shit.
Oh my god, where he, like, shot that dude literally into a puddle of jello.
Or the bully from his rival that he was like, oh, damn, I forgot what his name was.
Was it called Top Secret?
Yeah, Top Secret. That's
yes!
Top Secret.
I'm trying to find
Top Secret.
Yeah, I used to love that movie. Oh my god. And when I was a kid, like the only part I would ever pay attention to is when they would fight underwater. I used to think that was so cool.
Yeah. It was a good scene.
They were fighting and they would get underwater and suddenly they're in a Western bar underwater. Yeah.
And you're just there wondering, like, how these people keep their hold their breath for so long?
And there were other people there underwater watching them fight, like, yeah! Oh, it's such a good movie, man.
I could imagine I had to do like a minute of filming and then cut it out and just have Matt Tanks going around to the people that were there.
Every minute there's like,
that takes a lot of commitment. Because that was a that was a pretty long scene.
Yeah, that was a good scene. I was convinced when I was a kid, man. I was like, yo, they're really fucking fighting in the water.
Yeah, you could fight like that in the water? Crazy.
You could just suddenly appear in the water and have a cowboy hat on your head?
Oh, top secret.
Classic.
Fred Diablo with the deep cuts.
I don't have that on my Plex either. I gotta get my shit together.
I'm looking forward to Willow because they probably have better special effects than they did back then.
So oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make those scary-ass trolls look even scarier.
Or make it seem like those guys are really small fairies instead of just dudes and fucking filmed.
Like, green screen.
You could tell there was just like dudes in the screen just acting out.
Just do a full turn, a 360.
Did Ron Howard direct the original one? Or was George Lucas?
It was George Lucas.
George Lucas directed the original? I think so.
You gotta make me look that up now.
He never had that much luck, besides Star Wars. Howard the Duck, remember that one?
Yes, he did.
He directed Willow?
Oh, no, I'm talking about Howard the Duck.
Oh, yeah.
That was Ron Howard.
It was? Ron Howard. Oh, yeah, it was Ron Howard.
Yeah, it was Ron Howard. Ron Howard with the classics.
So George Lucas didn't have that much bangers.
No, just Star Wars.
And Howard the Duck.
And American Graffiti.
American Graffiti, that's what I was going to say.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Howard the Duck.
Harrison Ford's first.
I never saw his original movie, his first movie, the THX 1139 or some shit like that. It was like some sci-fi shit.
Mr. Lucas.
Counting his billions at home right now, just chilling.
I sold that whole franchise.
For $4 billion.
Fuck.
They made way more money than that.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
But $4 billion? That's enough for my life.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know how people want more than that. I don't know how there's people out there worth $100 billion. Like, what the fuck you do with all that shit?
With a million, I'm good for the rest of my life.
Just make some just make some investments, you know?
Yeah, make investments, get a wheelchair so you never have to walk again. And a crown. And a scepter.
Have gold wheels for the wheelchair.
Yeah, man. Have a guide next to you at all times to push the wheels so you don't have to do it. The whole time just sitting there like this.
Yeah. You don't give him no handles in the back so you give him no push. So, spin the wheels. You just behind you,
Let them talk for you. Do the loge thing. Yeah, I would abuse my millions of dollars.
I'll have fun for that first year, the millions.
Yeah, at least for the first year. I'll kill anybody I don't like.
Just go, throw away your clothes that you wore for one day and go to the store naked to buy new clothes just the next day.
That's weird that you bring that up. Like, I think yesterday I had a dream that I went to a store naked.
Oh yeah. What'd you say? I need some clothes.
No, it was one of those dreams. Well, I wasn't naked. I was like half naked. I just had pants on, and no shirt and no shoes. Oh, and I was like shopping in that store. Like I didn't feel like I was naked, but like halfway through, I was like, "Yo, I don't have a shirt on." And then I was like, "Yo, suddenly I feel like super high that I can't even function right now." So, in my dream, I was like walking shirtless and in a store, like crunched up like that, super high. Like, I don't know why I'm here right now like this.
I think everybody has those dreams that are just naked, walking around somewhere and just...
That's true.
Yeah. I had a dream like that, that I was in a store, but almost the same way, but I didn't have any pants on.
Oh, it's opposite.
That, yeah, so I had a shirt, but no pants, no underwear. and I had shoes on.
I'm afraid of showing... Basically, I'm afraid of showing my nipples. You're afraid of showing your dick.
Terrible.
Yeah, I just have my nipples are the size of dinner plates, and Ernie has an acorn dick.
That was your consensus. Hey. Like you're there breaking down the dreams.
I'm a dream expert.
Hey, I'm ashamed of my nipples. They're too pointy.
No, they're too wide. I can't cover them with my whole hand.
Freddy's the Walter Mercado of dreams.
The what? The Walter Mercado. Walter. Yeah, I don't need to go to college for that.
Mm-hmm. Just make shit up. Hey.
There's no college course for dreams.
So here's what Val Kilmer looks like now. Wait, I don't know how much it is. Damn. What's the matter with this light?
If you focus it, if you just leave it there for... Oh, shit. He's like Walter Mercado.
Yeah, he does. that was like the recent interview that happened.
Yo, I was Batman. Like, don't you understand?
This he looks like Viggo from Ghostbusters 2.
Yo.
It's Viggo.
Oh, shit. Yo, he does look like Viggo. Holy fuck!
Damn.
Holy fuck!
No deal.
Those drugs hit him hard, man. He farted a lot back in the day.
All he needs is his little attendant, Lugesh, whatever his name is. Oh, Viggo! I swear I'll get you that baby! Please don't kill me, Viggo!
My man looks like an evil stepmother.
Oh, man.
He's like the bad guy from Cinderella.
Oh, and he's like, he's more into his Native American heritage, so he's wearing those shirts.
He's one of those guys.
No, I actually think he's legit. He's like half. Like,
oh,
he's
really? Half.
Running Zach. He's half. Running Zach.
Running Zach.
He's not
running Zach.
He shows up to class in Native American gear, and nobody laughs. That show was full of shit.
How are you about to have a straight face when Zach walked in with American gear?
Nobody was like, yeah!
Be like, what wacky adventure Zach took it into this week?
Yo, whose man's is this?
The man had the headdress to his knees.
Yo, your friend died and you showed up dressed like that?
I think we're... The only way it could have been more offensive is he started doing a fucking rain dance in the middle of his presentation.
Starts reenacting Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah. Talk like in a Native American accent or some shit. Like, oh. My father, Proud Bear.
You hear screeching cool, background. Whoa, zoinks.
Whoa. Oh man, my dark version of it, he would have scalped Slater somehow. Got you now, son.
This is funny. Hey. Preppy,
hey, you never hear of his Native American heritage again?
Nope. Just that one episode. I thought it was a drug episode. Where they said dope is not cool.
And they could have just made him more like a regular his descendant couldn't be just some regular Joe Schmo Native American. It had to be fucking Chief Joseph.
Yeah.
Chief.
It has to be a super stereotypical Native American dude. Who's
no, he
super
was like into surfing. I guess. He's a surfer.
Yeah.
That's stereotypical.
But because no, that's
Zach's ancestor, not the old guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Like
that's true.
That's how you know he's Zach's he's Zach's ancestor. He's part of Zach's tribe because he likes surfing.
I see.
That's why they call it the Trail of Tears, because it was in the water.
Slater should have been like, yo, this is bullshit!
But you ain't no Native American. You trying to fuck up.
It was fucking creep trying to date my sister!
He bagged it and bounced.
He just started talking mad shit to Zach, like, yo, let me find you in my locker again. I'll fight you again, bro.
Hey, Pocahontas. Fucking lot.
Meet me outside. Let Mr. Belding separate us again.
Look at little Bighorn over here.
And Tori's like, I got the Zach. Hey.
Tori.
I think Tori and Zach dated, right, for a while?
Yeah.
She definitely pegged him.
She pegged Zach for sure. Tori definitely pegged Zach.
Zach had everyone. Everyone that Zach had everyone.
Even
the guys. Yep, Jesse, Lisa, Kelly.
If Saved by the Bell came out now, he probably would have been bisexual and just fuck everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I was one of the other guys in that group, I'd be like, yo, fuck you, Zach. I don't have anybody. Who am I going to mac it to?
Well, you gave him the leftovers. You gave Jesse to Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and Screech never dated, but you know.
Nah. He just pushed Lisa towards Screech's direction. And then he married Kelly.
After he had sex with her, he just kicked out of bed. Like, here, Screech.
Nah. I just fucked her because of the fashion show.
Yeah. It was just this week's episode. That's all.
No big deal. I ain't bother.
That was another one that just fucking lost. Lisa, the actress that played Lisa.
Yeah.
Yo, she's like a monster now.
Like, what the fuck happened, bro?
Yeah. Last thing I know, she was in Martin, and then suddenly...
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I think she was like bipolar or something.
Oh, yeah, she has like some shit going on.
Yeah.
She's in that movie, How to Be a Player with Bill Benamy.
How to Be a Player? Yes.
How to Be a Player. Yeah, she was the girlfriend of Bill Bellamy.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that. I was thinking the girl that he like banged that night that was his girlfriend, but nah, that's the girl that like his sister's friend.
Yeah.
That he backed, yeah.
That she spent on.
Yo, she could never get over Screech. That was the thing.
She had a hard time.
Yeah. College. That relationship never got settled. Not even the college years.
Was she in the college years?
No.
Nah.
That was just Kelly, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did she show up for the wedding, though, in Vegas?
I think she did.
Yes.
She was in that one?
Ernie would have been sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So I remember me and a friend had like a quiz off. Like we were just like randomly saying questions to each other. Like, what's the name of the rival high school? You know, like we were just questioning everything.
Fuck, that's tough.
Yeah,
I love saying about it.
Valley.
Yeah.
Valley High.
Valley.
Yeah. Valley. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Valley.
So like in the wedding, like it's there in Vegas, and like it's only five of them, but then at the end Jesse comes out. Like she's late to the wedding.
Just a stripper.
People were saying that she was going in the beginning of Showgirls was Zach and Kelly's wedding. before she got You never heard that theory?
No, I never saw that.
She span on Showgirls, and then they
merged it. Showgirls canon to Saved by the Bell.
Oh, shit.
Because that'd be a couple years after she did Showgirls that she showed up in that movie. Because College Years was right after Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Showgirls was, I remember being right after Saved by the Bell.
After Zach and Kelly got married, Jesse and Slater tried to have a baby, but they couldn't. And Jesse got depressed and became a stripper. And she went by the name of Showgirls, who I don't know what the name of her character was. I'm just going to say her name is Showgirls.
Showgirls. Showgirls with those pink-ass nipples.
Showgirl Spano.
It was like someone was chewing on nipples. They looked mad, like...
No, there was like a... There was a thing... Well, there was in one scene that she had like glitter or something on her nipples.
Yeah.
So that was a thing.
I remember when that movie first came out in pay-per-view, I went to see it and I was like, yeah, Jesse naked. And I was like, all right, let me go back to 71 and 70.
You're like, eh. It was all right.
No, that was like, I used to love that movie.
What, Showgirls?
As a kid.
Showgirls?
Yeah, as a kid, yeah. Just like sneak out and go watch it. Like,
you used to late sneak at night.
What was like, sneak to like the living room and put on like, you know, that, the pay-per-view channel and stuff.
That.
Oh, that's, that was from the dance scene or whatever.
Yeah, the dance scene. What show they made fun of that shit? It was like, I'm going to take you down, like it's Showgirls. And he was like, that shit.
Yeah, I forgot. I think it was Fever Pitch or something like that. Or Pitch Perfect, I think.
Nah.
That's what I meant to say. I forgot what I know what you're talking about, but it's...
Yeah, it was like, the guy just does the Showgirl shit. The waving of the hands in front of the face.
It's, no, I'm thinking... Oh, no, because I'm thinking some other movie referenced like throwing like the beads on the floor. Remember how like there's that scene that the one girl like insults the other girl, so she throws the beads on the floor and she like trips and breaks her leg or something.
Anal beads.
Showgirls are mad vicious in Vegas, yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're ruthless.
Ruthless bitches.
Is there gonna be a show boy? Boys are cool with that shit. Like, hey man, you wanna show your butthole? Go ahead, bro. I got your back.
It would be like working in Bar 24. It's just a bunch of like that. Let's get those tips, guys.
I'll just hold his legs up while he shows his butthole.
This I remember here. In Hunkamania when I first started that we had a meeting, cause at the first club we had this one meeting, and the guy, one of the managers was like, hey guys, so like when you're on stage you can't show your butthole and this and that. Where's Victor? Why isn't he here? I want to tell him specifically.
So Victor spreading his cheeks in the stage, like, look at
me. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, but what if your butthole is like your moneymaker?
I don't know.
Victor was like, that was... fix this for nothing?
What's going on? Victor showed butthole for nothing? What do you expect Victor to do? Eat dog food at home?
Be like, Victor has tight butthole. No butthole. Tight.
Victor's butthole is pink. Everybody likes it. Even the straight men. That's true. Yeah. All the straight guys like,
yeah. And everybody's like looking back at Victor like...
Victor's like, you know you all like it too.
Yeah. It's letting the fellas know that I like the butt play.
Then everybody goes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be careful, man. It might be some rowdy customer that tries to stick her finger in his butthole.
Yeah, her pinky.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting married.
Victor charges for that.
One finger, no two.
Only that pinky. More than a pinky, you have to pay.
Gotta keep the butthole tight.
Gotta make it tight. Super tight butthole.
Oh, man. Fucking showgirls. Wow. Funny how we got to Val Kilmer to showgirls.
I gotta draw Victor.
Huh? You gotta draw Victor?
Yeah. Number dog food for Victor. Victor gets to see his son tonight.
Oh, I know. I just imagine this dude walking around with those fucking sleeveless vests with the fur. The shirt just buttoned up, slipped down, showing his chest.
Sir, would you like a pig in a blanket? Victor would gladly eat a pig in a blanket.
That's how you roll up in the meeting, right, Ernie Malley? With the outfit on. Victor, yeah. What is this I'm hearing about no buttholes?
A vessel won't massage anybody if they don't let him massage his butthole. That is the final words from Ernesto. No butthole, no service.
I like how we made Victor Russian. You would find some regular ass Spanish dude, right?
Yeah, I can't say anymore because I'm like, whoa, this got way too out of hand.
Wait, is Victor a real person?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Victor's real name?
Yeah.
You know better than that.
Tell us more about Victor.
Oh, man.
Victor's watching right now like, Ernesto, is it making me happy?
The confidence and Ernesto.
You never know with Victor. He's eating dog food and watching this right now.
Dog food.
It makes my butthole tighter.
It burns.
What kind of accent is that?
I don't know. It's like Russian slash Victor from... accent.
Like Greek.
We Greeks, we don't wear underwear.
I think they would have had a hairy butthole if it was Greek.
That's the Greek version of Harry Potter. Harry butthole.
Opa! What was it? Opa!
Opa! Opa! Opa!
Open my butthole.
Open up my butthole!
And he just starts dancing with Uncle Jesse next to him. Like, yeah.
Yo, when they were top of the world, that shit was gross.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All dudes fucked all the other dudes.
And that's how we got Greek mythology. It was dudes fucking each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They went like the next level. Zeus turned to a goat and like fuck some chick. Yeah. And Hercules was born.
Hey, there was no internet back then. They had to use their imagination.
Yeah, sure. You didn't know what you were into because there was no internet.
So you had dudes just writing shit that was mad into bestiality.
Yo, fucking Pornhub, man.
Let's make Zeus a goat and he fucks a girl. And she likes it.
Shit, I'm going to go to Pornhub right now and look up that up. No, he didn't turn to a goat. He turned to a goose.
A goose.
Yeah.
How does that work? Why would you give yourself the form of an animal like probably the smallest penis?
Yeah. The most wrong penis to have sex with a human woman. A goose.
Maybe it's a human penis. If you could turn into a goose.
A human penis on a goose?
Yeah.
Yo, no wonder she gave it up. She's like a goose running up to her. She's like, oh shit. Okay.
That goose is packing.
Yo, that goose is fucking wild. Huh?
Oh,
is I would like turn myself into an animal that makes even less sense, like a badger or something. Or an octopus. Oh, no, wait, no, that's like some Japanese shit. No.
Or spider.
A spider. A giant spider. To make it scarier and grosser.
Well,
a giant spider with a human dick. Yeah. Instead of shooting out cum, you shoot out spider webs.
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm the real Spider-Man.
And the girl goes out, you just look at her staring down and be like, yeah, this is fucking gross. Ah!
All fucking 16 of his eyes staring at you.
Directly in your two eyes, 16 eyes.
That would be too dramatizing.
She'd have her arms out like, ah, looking at all the eyes. Ah!
That's probably why all the women that have sex with the gods in the mythology always go crazy afterwards.
Yeah, because it's always fucked up.
Yeah, there's always some fucked up shit to watch.
Yeah. Fucking, what's the guy who killed God of War's family?
Ares.
Like that, he's a giant. So imagine the girl he fucked. She was like, "This guy is too big," but his penis is normal sized.
It works out. They think about this beforehand.
Like, oh, okay. You're not the most popular god, are you?
Everybody's so angry. It's a little bit.
No wonder they called you God of War.
Yeah.
You're always overcompensating.
Always the little dick guys that want to start wars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always the little dick dudes. Napoleon.
Sure.
I don't have small
little
hands.
He has little hands like Trump.
Don't look at me.
We're going to start the 100-year war.
Because I have small hands. Small balls.
I feel insecure. They're making fun of my small hands.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get up on a horse alone. Somebody has to help me always. Yo, if I was in Napoleon's army, I would have gotten executed immediately. Because if I saw them, like, help Napoleon onto a horse, I would have shot him out immediately, like, yo!
Man, this dude is short.
Yo, they should make cartoons about this guy. Look how short he is. They're helping him.
Do you know, that was a myth, though. They say, like, Napoleon was, like, home, normal height.
Yeah.
That was all made up.
And it seems the reason he always had his hand, like, in his vest was because he had like a pancreatic problem where he had to like keep his hand on top of his pancreas to like keep away, like hold off the pain or whatever.
Shit.
Yeah.
Nah. That's why I don't regret not living in those times.
Yeah.
You had to fucking live with a lot of shit.
If I lived in those times, I would have probably died at like 16.
Yeah. Fucking died just fucking stepping on a nail.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, I literally stepped on a nail, so that probably would have killed me.
That would have been the way you went, right there, is just stepping on a nail.
Actually, I know from way back then, if you remember, Elmer, when we were like super little, like little where we were too little to talk, we were playing hide and go seek, and I guess your mom was like redecorating the house and like your apartment.
Yeah.
And there was like a whole bunch of shit left around. And I found like a metal rod, like just laying around. And I was little, so I didn't know. So I took the metal rod and I just like started chewing it. And like it went like way too deep down in my throat and like scratched like the inside of my throat.
Oh shit.
Yeah. That's one of those memories that like I never let go.
Because you were so young, it was so traumatizing.
I was so young that like it's like I still remember that shit.
And that's when Fred knew he had no gag reflex.
Yeah. That's why I am the way I am now.
I shove a tiffin pipe down my throat nowadays.
Yeah. That's how whenever anybody puts their finger down my throat, I just stay still. I never go. Whoop.
You're like, eh.
Like, come on. Put your whole fist down my throat. That's nothing.
Oh man, I don't even know how to segue into the battle toads.
They had giant fists whenever they punched the pigs.
And they ate shit too, right? They push it down their throats also.
They put a lot of shit. They ate a lot of flies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that new game that's coming out?
I'm so hyped for that new game. I want it to be so impossible to beat.
Like the original?
Yeah.
That game, yeah.
It looks like they're fucking around with like different genres, though. It's not like a straight beat 'em up. It's like mad different shit in it.
It looks like it's going to have like a whole bunch of... I mean, that's what the original Battletoads was. Like, the first part was the beat 'em up. Then the second part was like you going down that like esophagus, whatever that shit was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the race.
Yeah, the race with the bikes and all that stuff.
The part nobody got past.
Yeah. They got pretty good looking cutscenes in this one.
They look good. They look like flash animations.
Yeah.
And apparently you get to play as the queen, the evil queen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like in the trailer, she teams up with them or something like that, right?
They show like a quick clip of her, like of somebody playing as her.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Oh. You gotta switch it up, man. You gotta give a reason for people to buy this shit.
Actually, the queen from the first Battletoads game is one of my first like sexual awakenings where I was like, oh, boobs.
She was wearing like some domination shit.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was
because
of you, Elmer. When I first got, like, one of the few times I was playing Battletoads, like, she came up with a scream, and you go, wow, she has some big bazookas.
Yes.
And as a kid, I was like, bazookas. Boobs.
Yeah.
I'm definitely straight.
Yeah. I like the boobs.
Okay. Boobs are good. All right. I don't like penises.
Yeah, everything was sexualized back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like for the Nintendo, right? Yeah, it was for the Nintendo. Yeah.
I still have it.
Nice.
Hell yeah, man.
They definitely came out after the Ninja Turtles.
I used to have nightmares about that game, specifically the speed bike part.
I used to hate that fucking part. I never got past that part.
Nobody ever did.
Yeah, I don't even... I ever went back and tried to get past that part as an adult.
I've tried so many times and I could never get past that part. I mean, probably now I could, if I try hard enough, I could do it. But when I was a kid, my reflexes weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Tough times. It was like that, the swimming level, Ninja Turtles.
Holy shit. I had nightmares about that too, where I would literally be swimming trying to disarm bombs underwater.
No. Before they explode.
Before they explode. I seriously remember a dream where I had where I was trying to do that, and I couldn't do it on time, and like I rolled up into a ball knowing that like everything was about to explode, and then I woke up, and I had to go to school.
Yeah. Traumatized.
Yeah. As I was going to school, I was like, fuck, man, Nintendo is fucking crazy.
Graphics off the chain, yo.
Woo!
At least the graphics would be way better than this Battletoads. Well,
they look so good.
They weren't too bad for a Nintendo game.
No, it wasn't bad at the Nintendo times, but this one looks really good. Like, the new Streets of Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. As that saying.
Yeah.
Mad bright and colorful.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just coming out on Xbox. It's also coming out on Steam and Windows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all about the cross-platform nowadays.
Yeah, that's what Microsoft is all about now.
Anybody can play that.
Yeah.
Which is dope, so you don't have to wait a while for it to be on the stream.
Yeah, exactly. You could play it day one on Steam. On your computer. If you don't want an Xbox One X? Xbox Series X. Series X. That's a new one.
Series X. The computer tower. That's not really a computer tower.
I was completely thinking about the Ninja Turtles game when I was at the bathroom.
Say what?
I was thinking about that Ninja Turtles game. I was in the bathroom, the NES one. Oh my god.
That fucking game.
I went through so much shit with that game.
Yep.
Which game?
The Ninja Turtles game for NES.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. There's a part where like you had to, there was like a gap, but like the ceiling was super low, and like if you try to actually jump it, you will never get through. And the trick was to actually walk through it instead of jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember at that part, I used to, it used to kill me. And that was right before the dam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was like the last part, right? The last bit before you hit up the dam.
Like literally right before the dam, you go to that part and then you go to the roof and you could jump into the dam. Like that specific part, I used to always lose a whole bunch of turtles. They need to remake that game like Battletoad style, like with like updated graphics or whatever.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely get that. Cool.
And give them all like the red bandanas. Fuck it, make it crazy old school.
Make it old school. They'll never do that though, because appeal, the commercial appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they have skins that you could have like Autumn wear the red mask.
That'll be a good in between ground.
Oh, did you guys hear about that Turtle comic book series that's coming out? The last Turtle or whatever?
The yes! Last Ronin.
I heard Ronin. About that. They I think it's Mike who it was. Though.
I think it's Leo.
No.
That's too much. That's easy. That'd be so easy.
That's what I thought. But they actually revealed who it was. You want me to reveal it to you guys?
Who was it?
Michelangelo.
Oh, I knew it. It makes sense. It was like he finally gets to be serious. Yeah. Serious after a while.
For me, I thought it makes for at first I was like, "Oh, it has to be Leonardo. I love Leonardo," but it really makes sense that it's Michelangelo.
Yeah, because Ralph is another one. I would be like, "Ah, that's too easy."
Yeah, Ralph and Leo are like the super easy ones.
Yeah, like, it's not gonna be them. Then it was down to Donatello and Michelangelo. I was like, "Oh, Michelangelo, it makes sense because he was always the fun loving one."
Yeah,
that he loved all of them.
Man, now they're dead.
Now they're dead, and he has to avenge them.
That's so cool.
Might have to check that one out.
Yeah, I really want to check that one out.
Looks good, though. He got the black mask because he's immortal.
Yeah.
I like how they set up the little mystery, though. They have to guess which one is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a really cool twist.
So they already revealed it? Like, the comic already came out?
Yeah. They already revealed who it is. It's actually Michelangelo. Okay.
So it's like some old man Logan type of shit. He just sees all the turtles getting murked.
I think so. I haven't read it, so I don't know. I just found out who it was. Who it is.
All I know is that the other three died.
Yeah.
They, like, you know, that stuff. I just assumed Shredder it was Leo.
Yeah.
Shredder killed him?
I'm assuming.
I don't know who killed him.
I'm assuming it's Shredder, but at the same time, it's like, well, Shredder, you know, I don't know. It's too easy to say who knows.
It was a Rat King.
It's Baxter.
Baxter Stockman.
No, I finally killed the turtles.
Imagine that shit. They were taken out by Baxter Stockman.
Oh my god.
I was gonna say, I think we were talking. When were we talking about Ninja Turtles last week?
Were we?
I think so. One of the episodes. Think the Bebop and Rocksteady wouldn't have worked in the movie because the logic behind it is that they're, you know, they're the humans that turn into animals, and in the movies it's just animals that turn human like, you know. So they couldn't even use Bebop Rocksteady even if they wanted to.
I mean,
it's going to make sense.
Why? Because they were humans first, not the mutants.
Yeah, they were like two like hoodlum guys, you know. And like,
I mean, Shredder turned
like,
to a mutant in part two. Shredder turned to a mutant in part two.
No, but he turned into like a mutated version of himself.
That's true.
I mean, he turned into an animal, you know.
what was the reason, like, the reboot in part two, it was like they had Bebop, and it was because, like, they had the animals inside of them or some shit. That was like their...
No, they were humans.
Yeah.
They were, not really humans. They were humans,
but the animals was their, like, spirit animals.
Yeah. The animals were, like, their ancestors or whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly, in the second movie, Bebop and Rocksteady were probably the best part.
Yeah.
And it's not saying much.
Yeah, I just stopped because I couldn't take it anymore. It was just, everything was just annoying me. Steve Amell.
Oh, I never my watched. God, Steve Amell. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Fucking. Then the story was stupid, and I was like, I'm good. I think I probably stopped after the van scene, that they're fighting everybody with the van.
Oh, that's early.
Yeah. I don't even know anymore.
The Shredder in part two looked way better than the Shredder in part one.
Yeah, because they learned from their fucking mistakes, but yeah. Still.
But still, you didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The last so boss was Krang, wasn't it?
It was a funny story. So. They had the guy who played Leonardo. He's in on the Titan show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He plays Hulk.
Huh.
And he was talking about, like, in the first movie, that it was like they were just, it was just a horrible experience working there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just whack. Because they were like, it was like one scene they were filming at night and they just left them there. Like, nobody came to pick them up from the set.
Yeah.
It was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I saw that. He said in some radio show.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, I never experienced anything so unprofessional in my life. Like, he was just shitting on the whole thing. And he was just explaining because he was like, they felt because they were like, no, they were not really big name actors like that. Mm-hmm. That was just like, all right. There were nobody. Because even though, yeah. I think Johnny Knoxville was like the voice of Leonardo on the first one.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but he wasn't even in the guy in the motion suit. It was like some other guy there too. So
the first one only had one good scene, and that was the elevator.
Yeah, when they like
were all beatboxing.
Yeah,
I like when they were fighting and they were like going down the mountain and they were like sliding down, fucking that was shit part up. Two.
Wasn't it?
No, was it? No, that's part one.
Part one.
Yeah, right.
Where they were like, it was like snowy, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That was dope,
but that was like random, and that was random itself because it was like, where the fuck did they go?
Yeah,
because I think he just uses momentum to just slam the shit out of the Jeep with his shell.
And yeah, it was like suddenly they were in this fucking snowy area. I forgot how they got there in that movie.
Yeah, this is not New York.
One thing I like about that movie too is that they included Vern.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Vern.
Will Arnett, right?
Yeah.
He was in the first one, too.
Mm-hmm. But they never included Velma.
Yeah.
They couldn't include everybody, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
Michael Bay.
They only needed one girl. And Michael Bay, so he wanted the one hot girl. That's it.
Yeah. He should have put Rat King in the first one. In the second one.
Yeah, give some nice characters in there. Just for the fuck of it.
I'm the Rat King.
Could have been Dolph Lundgren and a bunch of bandages.
The Rat King was probably the favorite sewers.
keep the music down.
Before
I get my rats.
Yo, imagine walking over a sewer and just some guy starts yelling at you from that sewer.
Man, don't make me come up there.
Ew! Imagine wearing sandals and walking over that shit and he starts yelling at you. You're like, ew, no! Get my feet away from that. Pulls his fingers out of the holes in the sewer and like touch your toes. He's like, oh, I got you now. Oh.
Come down here.
I'm the Rat King. Oh. He bites your toes and you get rabies.
Oh, I'm not a mutant. I'm just a deranged homeless man.
I'm just a fucking gross dude.
That just
with a flute.
He had a flute.
He had a flute?
Yeah, like the flute that was hypnotized back.
He was like the Pied Piper, but in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever like just walked up to him while he was playing the flute and just took that out of his hands?
That's how he became the Rat King, because he just beat the shit out of the rats with the flute.
You know, if any of the turtles, I'll just take the flute away from him and just punch him in the face.
No, but he was like Mad Diesel, remember?
He was Brolic. Yeah. But these are turtles. Like, human-sized turtles. They could, like, bite his hand off.
Like, damn.
Yeah, turtles got sharp-ass teeth.
Yeah, they snap it. Snap it right around. Snap it nice and clean.
Yep.
Unless a giant raccoon bites them.
They open up their mouth and you see the face, the guy's face under.
See Corey Feldman's face under there?
It's one of those things you have to ignore.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see nothing. He ate that guy.
It's not me, Corey Feldman.
He ate that guy.
Oh, Jose Canseco bat.
So it looks like he's an official for the Hawkeye show. That the Lady Hawkeye is going to show up. Kate Bishop.
Kate Bishop, the Hawkeye apprentice.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Everybody's saying it's going to be his daughter, but I really hope not. That is not going to be his daughter.
Well, they got this girl, Haley Steinfeld. She was the voice of Gwen Stacy in Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's been rumored that she was going to be Kate Bishop for years, but then it made it seem like she wasn't going to do it. But now they're saying that she's going to close to signing up for it.
Nice.
Which might lead into the... So they're saying that she's going to bring about the Young Avengers.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Since there's probably going to be no Avengers after Iron Man died in MCU.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just her starting up a new crew of Avengers with all the young guys.
Maybe West Coast Avengers will be up before Young Avengers.
Well, I'm thinking it's Young Avengers because supposedly they have the twins showing up in the Wanda Vision show.
So they're gonna skip Force Works?
No Force Works.
What?
No. What? Damn. They try to revamp the West Coast Avengers to make it more edgy.
Oh Force yeah. Works. They had a Kid Omega in their team.
Did they?
Oh, like the recent revamp of West Coast Avengers.
Oh, yeah, recent, yeah. For, no reason at all.
Yeah, just to make it more edgy.
I mean, I read a few issues of the book. It was just it was all right to me. I like Young Avengers better, though.
I like the roster. I love the fact that they added Kid Omega, but
yeah,
I'd know for sure just to get readers' attention. Everybody loves Kid Omega.
They just took him away right when the House
of
X.
Oh, really?
Well, that was before House of X, so now he's a big player there, right?
Yo, in House of X, he dies three times.
Yes. West Coast Avengers, he was hooking up with Gwenpool.
Oh, that's cool.
I still don't know what that girl's power is.
Gwenpool?
Yeah, Gwenpool.
It's like a girl Deadpool, I thought.
Yeah, I don't think so too, but it's something. It's a little more complicated.
Yeah, than I'm sure.
You know, that's when Gwenpool was all, because I really thought she was just Gwen Stacy from another dimension that was happened to be that dimension's Deadpool. Because that's Gwen
Stacy.
That's
what I thought too.
That's why they had a little Gwen Stacy thing going on in Marvel.
Yeah,
Spider Gwen, and all that other shit.
Yo, someone at Marvel is jacking it to the Brazilian Spider-Man comic books. You heard about that shit, right?
Nah.
Yo, the Brazilian Spider-Man comic books are crazy because they never killed Gwen Stacy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember. Because they felt like the readers were going to hate it because Gwen Stacy was such a popular character.
So they continue the comic books with Gwen Stacy alive and Spider-Man actually marries her and they have kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of Gwen Stacy porn in Brazil.
like Brazil just went in. They're like, yeah, killing it off.
Like in the comic books, they would draw with like a big butt and shit like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Brazil, we love Gwen Stacy.
They love the big butts.
So they made separate comics just for Brazil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Well, in Brazil, they were just doing the reprints, but like, you know, making it into Portuguese or whatever.
Yep.
I think after Gwen Stacy died, they decided to make like their own stories after that. Like,
yeah.
Her alive. They introduced new villains or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that. They probably just substituted her instead of Mary Jane for most of the stories, probably.
Yeah.
Like, those storylines that came afterwards or whatever.
So they probably like colored Mary Jane's hair blonde or something and like
kind of. A lot of
it was just like after that it was like they had like artists come in and just do their own stories
for Spider-Man.
So
yeah.
Totally they just different. Continued it after she died in their own way with her alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And afterwards, all the villains were like super politically incorrect. Like gay Spider-Man.
Aye, aye.
I'm like you, but I like men.
Yes.
So that makes me a villain.
That's for real? They made gay Spider-Man? Oh.
No, I'm
joking. Okay.
That'd be too problematic.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be dope, though? So if they do like a Young Avengers show or movie or whatever, it was to have Iron Lad. That's a good way to introduce Iron Lad, who's really Kang as a teenager.
It's a good way to introduce Kang.
Kang the Conqueror.
Yo.
Show up. That'd be dope.
They start like the following a phase with Young Avengers, and that's how they introduce Kang. And as the phase goes on, you realize Iron Lad is actually Kang in the future, and he's trying to plot to like take over the world or whatever.
That'd be a dope way to introduce him.
Yeah,
they could do a lot of stuff, man. Because also that kid Patriot was part of the Young Avengers too, who's the grandson of the first test subject for the Super Soldier Serum. I think it's Isaiah Washington, some shit like that.
Black Captain America.
Yeah, Black Captain America.
Yeah.
And that was the first
Captain America.
Which makes sense because the U.S. government would do some type of shit like that.
They would test it on a black person before they tested it on a
black soldier.
White guy.
And a serum worked.
Yeah.
And he was Captain America, but the government had to shut it down.
Yep.
So he had a son after that, and his son was born with superpowers because of the serum or whatever. So he became like, he was a Muslim Captain America for a while.
Oh! Yo! I'm sure the right was loving that.
Yeah, you know. You know, if they ever decide to do like the live action version of that story, like people are going to lose their shit.
Come on, give it to me, please.
Yeah. Even though the old ass comic book that like, people were like, oh. Their social agenda.
Yeah. Oh, they're making Captain America Muslim now.
All these fake, quote unquote, comic fans.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to make everybody politically correct?
It's because they only know the one thing. They only know the movie, or they only know the cartoon and shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm like most of these guys that bitch about this shit. Like I knew when the Miles Morales game was announced that people were going to talk shit because they wanted Peter. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you know, it was like some guy about the diversity. I think I said this before, but it was like, he's a legacy character. Like, there's been legacy characters for years, but they just happen to be another white guy, like the Flash or whatever. Yeah. And people had no problem with it. But like, when you like darken the skin up a little bit, people lose their shit. Like, how dare they change my character like that?
Yeah.
Like, there's two Flashes in the DC universe that coexist. So, you know, fucking Miles could be Spider-Man and Peter could be Spider-Man with no problem.
There's two Wally Wests in the DC universe that coexist. A black one and a white one.
Yeah. And I think that was just DC pandering because they saw how well Miles was doing in Marvel that they made Wally West black because Wally West was already a beloved character. But people were pissed that they made him black in the New 52, but then they switched it up. Like, oh, it's not the real Wally West. It's his nephew, but he's just named him Wally West 2 or whatever. Like, like that.
Because that's like real life.
Yeah. Just like just like real life.
A white guys always have black nephews.
Yeah.
And they're always super cool about it.
I think that was just a response to the Flash show because they made like Iris West black in that. Mm-hmm. And Wally, her brother, in that one instead of her nephew. Switches up. Comics are weird.
In the Flash show, they should have killed Iris West because in the movies they turned Iris West basically into garbage.
What do you mean?
She was like nothing in the movies. Like they had all these scenes with her and like nothing ever came of it.
Oh, they all got cut.
Yeah.
Well, there's hope because Zack Snyder is bringing it back.
Mm. He's probably going to turn her into Darkseid.
Huh?
He's probably going to turn her into Darkseid.
He probably just end up killing her off in the first 20 minutes, like always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give the Flash some motivation.
Because I'm edgy. Because I killed Dick Grayson.
Going to put her in a refrigerator.
I'm glad he came out and said that his version of Justice League is going to be like out of continuity. Like, it won't be canon in any way for him.
Oh, so it could be as dark as he fucking wants it to be.
Which is cool. I don't mind that. Like, just not a, don't have the rest of the DC movies the same way. You know what I mean? Just do your thing. Get out your system. Because even they already shut down the rumor about the Batman TV show happening with Ben Affleck, so.
Yo. So I'll tell you right now, the Zack Snyder cut is going to make a lot of money. And that's what they're going to go with.
So, now, I don't even think it would be that. I don't think people are going to pay. Like, I don't think people would have signed up for HBO Max like that for Justice League.
But it's HBO Max.
I feel like everybody got HBO Max, though.
Yeah. Like, if you have AT&T, if you have an unlimited plan, you get it for free or some shit like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got it. Yeah, it's easy to get, but people just like people. There were more, you know, why they got rid of the apps and stuff like that. Like now, is that most people still didn't sign up for HBO Max after it came out because they were still using those apps. So HBO Max is like, well, you don't want to use our shit? We getting rid of all this.
Well, mm-hmm. Everything is here now.
Yeah, which you know might boost up the numbers. Who knows?
We're just gonna fight ourselves.
Yeah. Taking ourselves out.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Look, more viewers for us.
We're really at a media apocalypse.
Yeah.
Everybody's having enough shit.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I'm gonna make my own streaming service, and it's only gonna be porn.
So
I'm gonna call it YouPorn.
You porn.
No, let's take it.
I think it's already a you porn.
Yeah, I mean me porn. Only porn I like on a website. A lot of foot shit.
Yeah. A lot of Asian women with blonde wigs. Giggling.
Like that bad guy from Arrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
China, what was her name? China Black or China White?
No, China White. Which used to be slang for heroin back in the day. I got that China White, baby.
When that character came out in Arrow, I was like, yeah, this show's not so bad.
And she never returned.
I see more of her. Yeah, we never returned. I was like, show's dying out on me. We need more China Black, China White.
Yeah. China White. They were like, no, here's more Felicity. Bring back China White.
We need more China White with a stupid white wig.
So sexy.
And more Bronze Tiger.
Bronze Tiger.
Black Wolverine.
Michael J.L. White. Yeah. He was Spawn, guys.
He was. And now he got downgraded to Bronze Tiger.
It's fucked up because, you know, they had him more involved in the show because he was in the Suicide Squad on Arrow and all that sort of bullshit. But then when Suicide Squad came out, they got rid of Suicide Squad in the Arrow universe. And I'm like,
everybody died.
So garbage. They killed off Amanda Waller in the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of bullshit is this? They had
Bronze
a young
Tiger.
They had a young, hot ass Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
You know, CW shit.
Always had a serious face.
All our actors are models.
Everybody was super hot and Arrow.
Yeah.
Even like the dorky hacker girl was super hot. Yeah.
And she was a hot goth hacker girl back in the day before she became good.
Everybody had abs.
Yeah. God damn, I haven't seen one out of shape person in the city.
Yo, the fucking janitors in that show had abs.
Your kung fu.
They're fighting with their mops.
Yes. Got you now, Arrow.
Take that, ninjas. Quack.
You gonna take shit from me.
Nah.
That show was downhill after season 3, man.
Yeah. Watch it up to season 3 because, man, it gets so bad. Nisa Al Ghul, though, that lady who played her, she was in WWE. I forgot her name. Smoking hot.
She was in WWE?
She was in WWE. I remember a friend of mine told me about that was on the air. Look up Nisa Al Ghul.
I think her name's like, her actress name's like Katrina something. Forgot.
Katrina Law?
Yeah.
I don't think she was in WWE.
I'm looking it up right now.
I think you're probably thinking one of the Bella twins, Freddie.
Yeah, she's definitely not in WWE.
Yeah, I might have been mistaken. I heard something about like her and WWE. I don't know.
Oh, no. Cody Rhodes was on Arrow for a while. He played on Arrow.
Who
he was a wrestler. No, he was Cody Rhodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was in Arrow. Yeah, and that's what led up to Stephen Amell being at SummerSlam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He fought him. Yeah.
And he was in AEW, the first pay-per-view. Double or Nothing or something, or All In.
Hugh Jackman was in WWE, and one of the wrestlers called him Batman. And he was like, what the fuck?
From an earlier podcast.
Yeah.
Really? I brought that up before?
Yeah, he brought it up.
Yeah.
This is what happens when we take a trip to Smack City. It's got a lot more to talk about.
So that being has 12 white claws.
Well, on that note, it's a good time to end the podcast. Before we get a little more incoherent.
I'm still not done. I have more White Claw.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
We're still waiting for our sponsorship, White Claw.
Yeah.
Where's our kick?
Ever since I started drinking White Claw, I like laying on the floor and talking to people.
Yeah.
As they pass by. Hey, you like White Claw?
You want to try it? It's okay. It's a little warm, but it still tastes good.
I had it under my arm. It's warm, but it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Stop walking.
It's mango.
I said mango. Stop walking. Stupid lady. Stupid lady.
Stupid lady.
Don't be stupid, ladies.
You stupid lady.
Remember, for my stupid ladies out there, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. And we're just a couple assholes with some opinions. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Oh, you stupid ladies!
Tight ass. Tight buttholes.
Tight buttholes.